Aries, March 21 to April 19. Even when your courage has a touch of foolhardiness, even when your quest for adventure makes you a bit reckless, you can be resourceful enough to avoid dicey consequences. Maybe more than any other sign of the zodiac, you periodically outfox karma. But in the coming weeks, I will nevertheless counsel you not to barge into situations where rash boldness might lead to wrong moves. Please do not flirt with escapades that could turn into chancy gambles. At least for the foreseeable future, I hope you will be prudent and cagey in your quest for interesting and educational fun. Taurus, April 20 to May 20. In 1946, medical professionals in the UK established the Common Cold Unit. Its goal was to discover practical treatments for the familiar viral infection known as the cold. Over the next 43 years, until it was shut down, the agency produced just one useful innovation, zinc gluconate lozenges. This treatment reduces the severity and length of a cold if taken within 24 hours of onset. So the results of all that research were modest, but they were also much better than nothing. During the coming weeks, you may experience comparable phenomena, Taurus, less spectacular outcomes than you might wish, but still very worthwhile. Gemini, May 21 to June 20. Here's a scenario that could be both an invigorating metaphor and a literal event. Put on rollerblades. Get out onto a long, flat surface. Build up a comfortable speed. Fill your lungs with the elixir of life. Praise the sun and the wind. Sing your favorite songs. Swing your arms all the way forward and all the way back. Forward. Power. Backward. Power. Glide and coast and flow with sheer joy. Cruise along with confidence in the instinctive skill of your beautiful body. Evaporate thoughts. Free yourself of every concern and every idea. Keep rambling until you feel spacious and vast. Cancer, June 21 to July 22. I'm getting a psychic vision of you cuddled up in your warm bed, surrounded by stuffed animals and wrapped in soft, thick blankets with images of bunnies and dolphins on them. Your headphones are on, and the songs pouring into your cozy awareness are silky smooth tonics that rouse sweet memories of all the times you felt most wanted and most at home in the world. I think I see a cup of hot chocolate on your bedstand, too, and your favorite dessert. Got all that, fellow Cancerian? In the coming days and nights, I suggest you enjoy an abundance of experiences akin to what I've described here. Leo, July 23, August 22. For 15 years, Leo cartoonist Gary Larson created The Far Side, a hilarious comic strip featuring intelligent talking animals. It was syndicated in more than 1,900 newspapers. But like all of us, he has had failures, too. In one of his books, Larson describes the most disappointing event in his life. He was eating a meal in the same dining area as a famous cartoonist he admired, Charles Adams, creator of the Adams family. Larson felt a strong urge to go over and introduce himself to Adams. But he was too shy and tongue-tied to do so. Don't be like Larson in the coming weeks, dear Leo. Reach out and connect with receptive people you'd love to communicate with. Make the first move in contacting someone who could be important to you in the future. Be bold in seeking new links and affiliations. Always be respectful, of course. Virgo, August 23, Sept. 22. Love your mistakes and foibles, Virgo astrologer William Sebrons advises his fellow Virgos. They aren't going away, and it's your calling in life, some would say a superpower, to home in on them and finesse them. Why? Because you may be able to fix them or at least improve them with panache, for your benefit and the welfare of those you love. While this counsel is always relevant for you, dear Virgo, it will be especially so in the coming weeks. Libra, September 23, October 22. Tips for making the most of the next 3 weeks. 1. Be proud as you teeter charismatically on the fence. Relish the power that comes from being in between. 2. Act as vividly congenial and staunchly beautiful as you dare. 3. Experiment with making artful arrangements of pretty much everything you are part of. 4. Flatter others sincerely. Use praise as one of your secret powers. 5. Cultivate an open-minded skepticism that blends discernment and curiosity. 6. Plot and scheme on behalf of harmony, but never kiss ass. Scorpio, October 23, November 21, poet Mary Oliver wrote, "There is within each of us a self that is neither a child, nor a servant of the hours. It is a third self, occasional in some of us, tyrant in others. This self is out of love with the ordinary, it is out of love with time. It has a hunger for eternity. During the coming weeks, Scorpio, I will be cheering for the ascendancy of that self in you. More than usual, you need to commune with fantastic truths and transcendent joys. To be in maximum alignment with the good fortune that life has prepared for you, you must give your loving attention to the highest and noblest visions of your personal destiny that you can imagine. Sagittarius, November 22nd Deck. 21. Tips to get the most out of the next 3 weeks. 1. Use your imagination to make everything seem fascinating and wonderful. 2. When you give advice to others, be sure to listen to it yourself. 3. Move away from having a rigid conception of yourself and move toward having a fluid fantasy about yourself. 4. Be the first to laugh at and correct your own mistakes. It'll give you the credibility to make even better mistakes in the future. 5. Inspire other people to love being themselves and not want to be like you. Capricorn, December 22 Jan. 19. Capricorn poet William Stafford wrote, "Saying things you do not have to say weakens your talk. Hearing things you do not need to hear dulls your hearing. Those ideas are always true, of course, but I think it's especially crucial that you heed them in the coming weeks. In my oracular opinion, you need to build your personal power right now. An important way to do that is by being discriminating about what you take in and put out. For best results, speak your truths as often and as clearly as possible. And do all you can to avoid exposing yourself to trivial and delusional truths that are really just opinions or misinformation." Aquarius, January 20th Feb. 18. You are an extra authentic Aquarius if people say that you get yourself into the weirdest, most interesting trouble they've ever seen. You are an ultra-genuine Aquarius if people follow the twists and pivots of your life as they would a soap opera. And I suspect you will fulfill these potentials to the max in the coming weeks. The upcoming chapter of your life story might be as entertaining as any you have had in years. Luckily, imminent events are also likely to bring you soulful lessons that make you wiser and wilder. I'm excited to see what happens. Pisces, February 19th to March 20th. In a poem to a lover, Pablo Neruda wrote, "At night I dream that you and I are two plants that grew together, roots entwined." I suspect you Pisceans could have similar deepening and interweaving experiences sometime soon, not only with a lover but with any treasured person or animal you long to be even closer to than you already are. Now is a time to seek more robust and resilient intimacy. Homework. Fantasize about an adventure you would love to treat yourself to in the spring of 2023. Testify. Newsletter.freewillastrology.com.